For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Loretta Nall, oft-times Drug Truth Network reporter and head of the U.S. Marijuana Party, is running for governor in the state of Alabama.
This is Loretta Nall reporting live from the campaign trail in Alabama. It's been a very exciting week for me here on the campaign trail. The Associated Press did an excellent interview and profile of me that hit all major and minor Alabama newspapers over the weekend. This is historical because the AP rarely covers third-party candidates, and never have they given coverage to a third-party candidate in Alabama this early on in the race. At 6:30 Monday night, I was a guest on the Lee Davis Show out of Birmingham. The Lee Davis Show is a Christian conservative, pro-Bush, loves Ann Coulter, you get the picture. However, the show went over very well, and the host only brushed on the topic of drug policy reform and focused instead on my other platform planks, as many conservatives are interested in what I have to say. So something very odd and somewhat unexpected is happening in Alabama as a result of my campaign. There are evangelical Christians posting support for me on my blog. There are black business owners in Montgomery helping to gather signatures for me. There are Republican and Democratic diehards who are sending money and signing petitions because they want their candidate to know that this is a very serious issue, but they're too afraid to speak up for their own safety. They want me on the ballot and in the debates even if they do not plan to vote for me. Major conservative talk shows here are paying serious attention to my platform. The Birmingham News stole my Out Jesus line and used it in the op-ed that appeared on Sunday, and there's been zero backlash about the fact that I'm a declared atheist. I'm even getting emails and phone calls from people who say they've never voted but are going to register and vote for me because they feel that I truly represent them. All of this is happening live and on the air for Alabamians to hear. The opposition is extremely nervous about all of this. My sincerest thanks to all of you who have made campaign contributions. I believe I've tapped into a serious voter backlash here in Alabama, where 42% of us who are eligible to vote do not do so in any given election. In a three-way race, 42% wins the prize. I have what it takes to win this election in strength, determination, and perseverance. Please help me make it happen at nallforgovernor.com. This is Loretta Nall, candidate for governor of Alabama. Until next time, y'all skip that quarter bag and help me buy a little bit of freedom down south.
It's just like I've been telling you. There is no one in government, within the media, anywhere, willing to go up against Loretta when she starts talking about getting rid of the terrorists, the gangs, the overdose, and our children's easy access to drugs. The drug war is a sham. It has been that way since they signed the Harrison Narcotics Act on December 17, 1914. The more you delve into the hysteria and propaganda, the more obvious and glaring the truth that there is no truth, justice, logic, scientific fact, medical data, or any reason whatsoever for the drug war to continue. Please educate yourself. Visit our website, inprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.